What a wonderful message that we just heard about in that song. There's still room. There's still hope. There's still time. And I'm so thankful that there will always be room while we yet live. There's room for me personally at the cross. There's room for me at the table of the Father. There's room for you. And He welcomes each and every one of us. This morning, I'm inspired with a message to leave you today that God wills good for you in life. He wills good. He has delivered goodwill for all of us. And that is the hope of the gospel that we have. It's the message this morning. Maybe we'll just write that on the board. Goodwill. There's a song that says that the darkest hour is just before dawn. Have you ever experienced total darkness? Anybody here experienced total darkness? In a cave. And that's where I was going. I remember when I was young, we went down into a cave, and then since then I've had that experience more than once. And you get down below the earth's surface and you get way down in there, and then they say, "All right, now we're going to turn the lights off. And if you have children, grab a hold of their hand, and we're going to show you what darkness looks like." So they turn the lights off, and it's so dark down there that I remember, well, because I think they said to try it, put your hand in front of your face like this, and you can't see your hand. You are enveloped by darkness. Some people say they like the night better than the day. Have you ever heard anybody say that? They say they like the night. I kind of understand why they like the night. Some ways, the night, there's a peace that is associated, a quietness that's associated with the night. And when it's dark outside, it also has a way of accentuating the light of the stars, beauty of the stars, the light of the moon. So see, it's not total darkness. It's actually showing beauty of light. But total, complete darkness, living a life where you're enveloped by complete darkness? No, we can't live that way. And yet, there are people that, perhaps all of us have felt this some time of our life, and maybe there's somebody here this morning, where we experience emotional darkness, spiritual darkness. I would say situational or circumstantial darkness, but then that feeds into a place of emotional and spiritual darkness, and sometimes it can be debilitating, and it can be very real. But as mentioned a few moments ago, that the good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ came to bring light. Jesus Christ came to bring that which displaces darkness and brings us into a place of light to all that are willing to follow Him. And this morning I'd like to turn, as we often do at Christmas time, to the second chapter of Luke and pick up when the angels burst upon the dark night and the faithful shepherds that were tending to their flocks. In the 10th verse it said, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you," in my Bible I have underlined "you" multiple times. It is a message to you this morning. It's a very personal message. He came to bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you that you're going to find this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And as the angel was declaring this good news to the shepherds, it said, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." No other message has ever been given to men on earth that brought this kind of life-saving message. So much of a resounding personal message of hope that was delivered by praising and worshiping angels sent by God. And it brought a message to us because, and within that message, it was intended to bring about praise and worship in our own lives because of what it could do for us personally. We spent last Sunday considering a message that Jesus desires also to give to every seeking heart, and that is a message of renewal. That the Lord brings us a message where we can get up, where we can be renewed, and the Lord with love, He says to us that we can go in peace. That we can be at peace in Him, even in the midst of the storm. And surely it is a fact of life this morning that we live life. And we're going to face the storm. And I don't find anywhere in the Scriptures where it says that if you live just right and you reach this certain state of spirituality that no longer will you have to face storms of life. I think sometimes people can get that idea in their minds that if they're living just right, then all trouble and sighing will flee away in this life, and that there won't be any other trouble, and that we won't feel any emotional lows. And if we believe that and then we experience an emotional low, we experience trouble, we can begin to question whether or not we're right with God. And I believe that's a trick of the enemy. Because we're in life and we're going to face trouble. And we're going to face the storm. But Jesus came to bring us spiritual peace. He came to help us come to the place where we can be at peace with God, so that in the midst of the storm, there can be a peace that goes beyond the circumstances and the situations of life. And that is the peace that He came to bring, to help us through the storm. If I'm going to face the storm, make no mistake, whether you're saved or unsaved, you're going to face trouble in life. And so if I'm going to face trouble, I'd like to do it with Jesus, wouldn't you? We can have peace not because of our own righteousness, not because of our own virtue, but our peace comes from the virtue and the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because of the cross, because of the blood that flowed at the cross, and because the love of the cross still stands and the blood still flows and it reaches every single person that is willing to come to the place that has been made available for us at the cross. And because of that, there is a resurrection of life that is available for every single one of us that we can have, that puts us, places us on a footing like nothing the world has to offer. Brings us peace in our hearts. It replaces variance with God with peace with God. And the good tidings that we just read about this morning in the second chapter of Luke contains some special words that, by the help of the Lord, I would like to impress upon your hearts and your minds today. They are words that the angels spoke where they said, goodwill towards men. Goodwill. And it is my burden this morning and my desire that somehow we could really get a hold of these words this morning. May this message not be a message where we come to church and... Have you ever felt like you've heard it all already? You know, we can grow up and hear the truth from the time that we're young. Okay, I'm speaking personally. I won't put this on you. And I can come to church and you can start feeling like, I've heard all of this before. And if we're not careful, we can shut the door to allowing the Holy Spirit turn the light on in our lives and give us something that we've never grasped before because we feel like we've already heard it all. And it is my desire this morning that maybe, perhaps, there's one here that the Lord will help turn the light switch on, like He did for me with this message, and that it will be something special for you in your heart. This verse said, goodwill towards men. Jesus Christ has goodwill towards you. He extends and wills good in your life. And when we were yet sinners, and when we were unrighteous, and when we were unlovable, and yea, there are still unrighteous places in our lives that perhaps our eyes have never been opened to yet. And yet, Jesus Christ came and He gave His life and shed His blood on the cross before we were ever able to give Him anything back. Because He had good will towards us, to you. He wants good for us. He is not looking to cast us aside. The Lord is not coming and saying, I've made provision for you to be saved, and if you can be saved and meet me in peace, then there's these wondrous glories of heaven that are available to you. But oh, by the way, if I find that you step out of bounds at all in your life, I want you to know you're out. You're no longer in anymore. And I'll look to somebody else. No, Jesus Christ paid a price
so great, so severe, so terrible, so wonderful, that we can all be saved, and that He wills good for us. He wants us to experience good in Him, and He's not looking for ways to cut us off. And I want to pause for a moment and remind you of something that perhaps we've talked a little bit about not too long ago, and that is, folks, conservative groups sometimes can be at risk of failing to internalize the wonderful promises of God, of His love and His care, to a lesser extent than we internalize and believe the promises of His judgment. You following me? We are a conscientious people. We want to do right. We don't want to miss heaven. We don't want to live in the place where the Lord says, you gave yourself to the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And we know that the Scripture says that's of the world and not of the Father. And that the world is going to pass away. And everything that's part of the world is going to pass away. And if that's what I give myself to, I'm going to pass away. So I don't want to live my life so that I be found in that place, because that's what the Scripture says. And there's other places that it said, if you do these things, you shall know wise, enter the kingdom of heaven. And we believe those things to a T, don't we? Don't we? Jesus came to bring grace and truth to us. And sometimes we can become almost fearful and in bondage to the judgment of God that, yes, is there, but then we forget about the power of His grace and His love and His care and His truth, and we go through life out of balance. We live our Christian life in fear, always fearful that we're going to be cast to the side, always fearful that somehow we're going to do something and we're going to get to the end of the way and the Lord's going to say, depart from me, I don't know who you are. And yet we've tried to give ourselves and our lives to the Lord. And that's where our heart is. And we fail to internalize and embrace and find comfort in His goodwill that He extends to us. Have you ever heard the phrase, I'm here for you? You ever told that to anybody? Say, look, buddy, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And what that means is, you can count on me. Whatever happens, I want you to know, I've got your back. I am here for you. And brothers and sisters this morning, Jesus Christ is here for you. The Lord is here for us with good thoughts. Yes, the verse still stands in Jeremiah. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I paid a price. I paid a horrific price that I could look to you over there in your sin and say, and see a heart that was reaching out to me because you wanted to follow, and that is where your heart is, and yet you are undeserving. And your heart is, Lord, would you remember me? And the Lord so much wants to look at us with His goodwill and say, you're one of mine. You're one of my children. I have a place for you. Go in peace. The Lord this morning is here for us. He is our good shepherd.
He leads us and He follows behind us. We go through life and the Lord says, I will be your shepherd. And He leads us into life. This is us. And we follow the Good Shepherd who has promised to lead us in good places. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. When I didn't know which way to turn, He promised to be my shepherd and He promised to lead me. But listen, it doesn't stop there. Because at the end it said, surely, most assuredly, goodness and mercy shall follow me. The shepherd is back here too. And He's here that as we endeavor to follow Him, if we begin to stumble and fall, and maybe there's something that comes in to do us harm, the shepherd is behind us to hold us up. And if we fall, and if we stumble, and if we err, grace, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercy. Why? Because He wills good for you. Because He came to bring goodwill to all of those that gives their lives to follow Him. Isn't that what we want to do, is follow Jesus? I look over the congregation this morning and I see a people that I believe want to follow the shepherd. We've given our lives. This is what we want to do. And the Lord wants you to be comforted knowing that He's also behind us. We're covered in His care. He picks up the broken pieces. He picks us up when we fall. He goes before us to show us the way. He is developed a plan to most assuredly, if we're willing, get us to heaven. Help us through life so that we can be victorious. And we say, yeah, but what happens if I do fail? What happens if I begin to stray over here when the Lord's going this way and I take off over here, and maybe I don't really realize what I'm doing, and maybe I get so caught up with life that I start to go this way. Does it all crumble and fall? Because, you know, here's what I think sometimes happens. We hear the message of salvation and forgiveness of sins, and we believe that we can come to an altar and confess our sins and be saved, and that the Lord is willing and faithful and just to forgive us. But then there's this thing about, but what happens if I start to stray and maybe I don't even totally realize what I'm doing? Well, let me tell you what else the Scripture said. It said that He has this thing called a staff. It's His great wide arms of mercy. And He has a rod and He has a staff. That says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Because when I'm in a dark place, and I'm really not sure where I'm going, and maybe I feel like I've been enveloped with darkness that I can't see through because I'm human and I'm living life, the Lord wants you to know that He has a rod and He has a staff, and they are there to be used by Him.
that when we start to do this,
the Lord's not going to just let us go and then we wake up one day surprised that the Lord's nowhere to be found. We get to the judgment and we think we've been following the Lord, but then He says, nope, sorry, you strayed. You know, sometime back, you went your own way. No, He has a rod and He has a staff. And when we start to go like this, the Lord inserts His arm and He gets our attention. He puts His hand on our shoulders and He says, rod, hold up. If you continue to go this way, you're going to get in trouble. Rod, here, let me nudge you back onto the path of life. And the psalmist said that he's comforted in knowing that I can live life knowing that the shepherd's in front of me, He's behind me with grace and mercy, and He has a rod and He has a staff so that when I start to get off track and I can't see, He isn't just going to let me go. He's going to get my attention and say, come back this way. Now, if I say, no, I want to go this way, and the Lord says, rod is what the Scripture says. Here's the truth. Here's my spirit is trying to help you understand that that is wrong. And I say, nope, that's the way that I'm going to go. The Lord will respect that. But if you are a people that want to live for the Lord, and that is where your heart is, and you want to live right, and you want to do His will, you can be comforted this morning and assured, like the psalmist was, that we serve and follow a shepherd, yes, again, that is leading us into life, that is following us because He knows we're going to need mercy. And He has a rod and He has a staff so that if we start to wander off, He is a powerful God that is plenty strong enough to be able to get our attention, to help us to know you need to come back to center. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord wants us to be comforted in this, that we can live with peace and joy because of His good will towards us, because of the plan that He put together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Praise God. I had an instructor one time in college. She was different than most all the other instructors that I had. It was a little bit different kind of class, too. And I remember she told us one time, she said, if you ever have trouble on a question on your test, raise your hand and I will help you. And I'm thinking, my test? Or are you talking about if I don't understand the homework assignment, I can come to your office hours? She said, if anyone has trouble while they're taking their exam, raise your hand and I will help you. Well, the day came where I was taking the exam and would you know it, came across a problem that I didn't know how to handle. And I was sitting there thinking, help me on an exam. And there weren't very many other people that were raising their hands. And I know good and well they didn't all understand everything on the test. And I thought, what do I have to lose? She said, ask. I thought, try it out. So I raised my hand. And she came over and says, hey, what's your problem? And would you know it, before she left, she made sure I knew what the answer was to that question. She wasn't just trying to inflate grades or past people in the class. She was teaching something beyond what was on the test. When you run across trouble in life, go to the one who knows. Work with them. And that is what Jesus Christ does with us. He has the answers. He knows. And when we get in a place in life where we fail, where we don't know what we should know, where we wander off and we start to get lost and we recognize it. Maybe we did this, folks, listen. Maybe we did this on purpose. And maybe he extended his rod and his staff and we said, no, this is my life, so I'm going to live. And we get off somewhere over here. If we'll raise our hand, say, Lord, I need help. I'm unworthy. I shouldn't be here. Shouldn't be off over here. I don't know where to go. Would you help me? This shepherd right here is faithful and just to help us in our time of need when we'll come with humility of heart and raise our hands and say, Lord, I need your help. What a blessing. You see the goodwill that the Lord has for us this morning? Before we close and end the message today, there is an important truth in all of this, and a piece of the design that is so critical that if we miss it, we risk missing it all. Jesus came to bring peace to me, to you. He came with goodwill to me and to you. But he did not intend for us to just be takers. He intended for us to be givers too. The Lord intends to bring us peace, show us goodwill, so that we can then be a conduit of peace and goodwill to other people. It's not just about, I want peace, I need goodwill, and that's where it stops. That is not the plan. The plan is that the Lord came to pick us up and to put a new song in our heart and to establish our goings so that we could then go and be a representative of Jesus Christ, a conduit that he is able to work through to show goodwill to men. And if we don't do that, we risk losing our own peace. And I would just challenge you and put this out as a note to consider, that if you are struggling in your spiritual life, if you are having trouble experiencing the peace that you desire in your heart, if you're doing everything that you know to do and yet you feel like something's missing, I invite you to consider this. How much are you giving? Are you just focused on what you want for yourself and need, yea, need? Or are you giving as well? The power in peace and goodwill is in it flowing. Not flowing to a dead end, but coming to us and through us, in and out. And so this morning, as we rejoice and are comforted, because the Lord wants us to be comforted and assured by this, that he is our shepherd and he came to bring us peace and goodwill, let's be challenged this morning to extend it to those around us. That is the key to keeping peace. That is key to ongoing victories. That we extend it to those around us. May God help us internalize these truths that we love God and that we love others. Yes, indeed. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus, for going before me, for coming behind me, for the comfort of the rod and the staff. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.